God's firm resolve. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself. Hebrews 6, verse 13. Without security and assurance of our salvation, there is no stability in a believer's life. Without total confidence in God's love and righteousness, there is little peace in a believer's heart. Our security and assurance of our salvation rests entirely on the grace of our faithful God. Our salvation is a gift of God's grace to those who believe. The assurance of our salvation and promise of eternal life is an established fact in Scripture. And each person of the Trinity is involved in our salvation and security. For the believer in Christ, God ensures that everything in life works together for our eternal benefit and for His greater glory. Salvation was conceived by the Father, who chose us before the foundation of the world. It was the Father who determined that all who believe on His Son would not perish, but be adopted into His family and receive eternal life. The Father instigated the glorious plan of salvation, and He undertakes the process from beginning to end. Praise His wonderful name. The Son was sent by the Father as the representative man and sacrifice for sin to carry out the work of salvation by paying the price of humanity's sin and redeeming all who would trust in His name. His death paid the price for our sins, and His resurrection broke the power of sin in our lives. And He has reconciled us to the Father, enabling full fellowship with the triune God. And one day we will be taken to our heavenly home in a glorified body. Praise His glorious name. The Spirit not only convicts us of our need of salvation, but is instrumental in every aspect of our new birth from above. The Spirit was sent to apply all that was ordained by the Father in eternity past, and all that was accomplished by the Son at Calvary's cross. The Spirit is God's seal of ownership on all who believe, and He baptizes us into the body of Christ. He indwells our body, which becomes His holy habitation, and He leads and guides us into the paths of righteousness as He conforms us into the image and likeness of God's Son. Praise His holy name. A thrice holy God has placed His triple stamp of ownership on us, for we are bought with a price, the precious blood of the eternal Son of God. And God has purposed redemption for all who trust in Christ Jesus as Saviour. He has promised that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose, even the bad things. This is no speculation or vague hope. This is no theory or rationalization. This indisputable fact of God's firm resolve in the lives of all His children is recorded in Scripture. Our faith in God should not depend on what happened in the physical. We need to remember that God is working in all things, the visible and the invisible, for time and for eternity. For faith is the confidence of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is an inner confidence and conviction about future things, an inner confidence and conviction about things which are invisible. It is confidence that all that the thrice holy God has purposed is actual reality, even when we cannot see it. God can be trusted in all things, for His firm resolve is for the good of His children. God's plan for our salvation is eternally secure in His thrice holy hand, and His purpose and plan in the lives of all who trust His Son as Saviour can never, ever fail. Indeed, we have absolute assurance in God's unfailing word. My resolves and your promises may fail, for we are human and we are fallible. But when God has resolved to carry out a plan, it will happen without fail. God made a promise to Abraham, And because he could swear by no greater, he swore by his thrice holy name. God's word cannot be broken. His plans and purposes are altogether sure, and he can be trusted. The plans and pledges of others will fail, but the promises and pledges of God can never fail, never in the eternity of eternities. Praise his wonderful, gracious, glorious, and thrice holy name.